I'm going to pass the mic over to... So there's a couple Friedmans in the house, actually. And this gentleman just graduated. That's why Claire's in town, right? This is Andrew Friedman. First time.
I'm going to tell a story. I found this summer that it's the only thing I'm happy talking about. Ooh. It's about...
Jesus Christ.
These two are happy. It's about anime broadly, but we'll get to it. So I traveled to Dallas one time. Brad just flicked me off. I traveled to Dallas one time, and when I was in Dallas, I was at a hotel for a thing that doesn't matter. And I right before I was in the hotel for this big thing, I showed up a little bit late, and I go to the desk to check in, and they're like, "Hey, sorry for the wait." And I was like, "What do you mean, sorry for the wait?" They're like, "Oh, there's an anime convention here." And they wouldn't leave. I was like, "What? How long have people been waiting?" And he was like, "The people have been waiting about 5 hours for their rooms." And then, so I couldn't believe it. My friend said that they went up to their rooms and, like, there were windows broken and there were just their rooms were completely trashed. And there were literally people, this is not an exaggeration. I realized it was an anime convention because there were people sprinting through the hallway with their arms back. Because they thought in real life that's how it works too. That's how detached they were. And I think it really, like, I have come to love certain animes, and by that I mean one in particular, but we'll get to that. I found that the more people you get who love anime in a circle, the more they love anime to an extent that is really just unacceptable. It doesn't work like that with other things. So I go up to my room. Either way, I get my key, I go up to my room, and I open the door, and I see that there are actually people still in my room. They haven't yet vacated my room. And these people are all cosplaying. I don't recognize them, but they're cosplaying certain people who all happen to, at this point, be having sex with each other. And I was 17, and I was real thrilled. The one figure I was pretty sure I did recognize, though, was in the corner. I think it was the Grim Reaper. I'm pretty sure in the corner standing, not really doing anything with anyone no how, was the Harbinger of Death himself. So I decided I'm going to go back downstairs, and I go to the desk, and I kind of slowly go to the desk, and I go, "Hey." And then right away, the guy behind the desk grabs a broom and goes, "God damn it!" And then we go up the stairs... And he kind of shoos him out. And I was like, "Well, that's going to be the worst thing that's ever happened to me." I was at that point, I was a virgin, so I had seen a lot of sex in real life before anything. That was to me that felt like a big deal. It doesn't feel like a big deal saying it out loud. But at the time, I was like, is that going to be my first experience with this? Most kids, like, walk in on their parents accidentally or, like, oh, they, I don't know, like, all these things. And I saw a bunch of people dressed up fucking each other. And don't worry, death was there. The follow-up is fast forward to this summer. This summer, I went to Chicago. I was going to take a finance job in town, and I stood up to my family in some ways. Went to Chicago and was like, I'm going to work for a cool company and perform a lot in a big city, and I'm going to have a great time. What ended up happening is I watched... This is a very real number. I watched 650 episodes of the hit anime One Piece. One Piece, if you don't know, is a show that I love. About the Straw Hat Pirates led by Monkey D. Luffy, who is on a quest to become the king of the pirates. It is fantastic. It's everything I want in the world. I remember that one of my first reflections when I was watching it was I had an AP Lang essay when I was a kid about the, like, on the AP test it was would you prefer to have 100% self-confidence or 100% self-doubt? And at the time I was like, oh, 100% self-doubt, because then you can critique yourself, become better, and then you just keep critiquing yourself and become better and better. And then I watched One Piece, and Luffy was really confident. And I was like, you got to be 100% confident. Falls in, baby. This kid's going to be King of the Pirates. And then, I slowly realized, as I was laying down, eating empanadas, watching this TV show, that this was that anime from the hotel. They were dressed up as the Straw Hat Pirates, because there was the boy with the hat, There's a match. There was a woman with red hair. There's a match. But there was one person missing. One very particular, isolated figure. The Grim Reaper. I had not... I was watching the show when I was about... I don't know. I just finished the Ennis Lobby arc. that's real. And I just finished a certain amount of episodes that was pretty deep in, and I was like, I have not seen the Grim Reaper yet, and I'm pretty sure that that's got to be a big enough element that it's going to come up. And then sure enough, there is a scary plot where they're on an island in a very smoky area, and they see a boat go by, and there is a skeleton on board. And they're all very frightened by the skeleton, and then it turns out that the skeleton is their friend. And his name is Brooke, and he, believe it or not, is a perv. And that's my story.
Oh my god!
No! So, okay, I know that there's a lot of crazy shit in that story. For me, 650 is the sticking point. I don't know what I've engaged with 650 times. That's incredible.
How many have you watched now?
I'm at like 800. Well, there's 800 or not out, but I've been keeping up with the manga because the manga's released before the anime.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
How can you like the anime if you haven't read the manga?
Right?
It's true.
I very early on, I was watching dubbed episodes, and then I watched subbed, and I was like, you know what? This is better.
Really?
Subtitles.
Subs over dubs?
Subs
yeah,
over dubs.
Actually, no, that makes sense. Yeah. Subs over dubs, for sure.
Wow.
So I was thinking dubs over subs.
Yeah.
So, in
a way, I read a lot this summer.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Oh, my God. What a fucking story. Holy
it's also
shit.
A lot like...
I had heard...
Dragon, it's
I
like
knew each part.
Dragon Ball Z in terms of its... repetitive plot nature.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if it ain't broke, you know.
You know? If it ain't broke, repeat it.
Keep it in one piece.
In perpetuity. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to find it.
there's only one piece.
There is one piece.
There is only one piece.
The Goldie Roger left at the end of the grand line. Whoever finds it takes the crown of King of Pirates. My theory is that Goldie Roger and Monkey D. Dragon are the same person. But boy, oh boy.
But that is... Wow, that's gonna get you.
Wait, is one
talk.
Dead?
Yeah, it's gonna be some
Monkey D.
Dragon
is alive.
Goldie Roger's dead. Monkey D. Dragon's alive. I think that he had someone take his place up on the thing, say what he wanted to say. Got a tattoo, grew out his hair, crud his mustache. So
oh,
Luffy's
boy.
Dad is so Luffy and Ace are brothers, is what that.
Right.
We can move on with the show.
No, but definitely like we'll check back in with you when One Piece is done. We gotta get some closure on your thoughts.
But the writer, fun story. The writer said that he's about halfway through. And it's been going since 1999.
Oh my god!
And I was like, oh my god, it's going to be like one of those George R. R. Martin situations where everyone's like, oh man, is he going to like it's sad, but is he going to die before this? And then I looked it up, and Oda Ichiru, I think that's how you pronounce it, is 41 years old. So I am in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
1600 baby.
1600 baby.
Let me die.